BBC News with Nick Kelly. Protesters in Paraguay have stormed the Congress and set fire to the building as anger grows over moves to allow President Horacio Cartes to stand for a second term. Several people were injured during running battles between the demonstrators and police, who used water cannon and rubber bullets. Standing for re-election is currently banned under laws designed to prevent a return to dictatorship. President Trump has signed executive orders aimed at combating foreign trade abuses and bringing down America's $500 billion trade deficit. He announced a large-scale review of the causes of the deficit, the biggest source of which is China. New laws have come into force in the western Chinese region of Xinjiang as the authorities in Beijing step up their campaign against what they regard as Islamist extremism. The measures include forcing Uyghur children to attend state-run schools. The authorities in Hungary are due shortly to start moving asylum seekers to detention camps near the border with Serbia. But rulings by the European Court of Human Rights could delay the transfers. The court says Hungarian plans to keep migrants in converted shipping containers amount to detention. The Chief Minister of Gibraltar, Fabian Picaudo, has insisted that Spain will have no say in the future of the British Overseas Territory. His comment follows the publication of the EU's Brexit negotiation guidelines, which say that any deal on Britain's future relationship with the EU will exclude Gibraltar unless London and Madrid strike a separate agreement. And it's emerged that the son of a popular Mexican singer, Pepe Aguilar, has been arrested in California for people smuggling. US customs officials say Jose Aguilar was arrested by federal agents who found four Chinese migrants in the boot of his car. Pepe Aguilar is one of Mexico's most popular traditional singers and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.